Live game day coverage continues, powered by Learfield. This is the Georgia Southern Sports Network. Welcome back to the Ford Locker Room Wrap-Up, presented by Ford and your Southeast Ford dealers. Now let's return live from the Vive broadcast table. Once again, here's Colin Lacey.
Eagles get the victory over South Alabama, 77-69 for Georgia Southern, getting the victory improved to 3-4 on the season in Sun Belt Conference play. Joined now by our player of the game, and Taryn Ward, finished with 19 points, 17 rebounds, 7 offensive rebounds, the most rebounds for a Georgia Southern Eagle since Danielle Spencer against Jacksonville back in 2013. But you talk about this one, Taryn, a victory over South Alabama after a really hard-fought game, a really physical game on Thursday against Troy. What was the biggest part of coming out in this one?
The biggest part was just getting a win. That's all we was focused on.
You got 19 points, 17 rebounds. I got to imagine that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
What's the biggest thing when you're going up against a South Alabama team? You know they struggle rebounding the basketball on the season. What are you looking for to try to get what you need to on the glass?
Just rebound, boxing out, and the ball fall right in your hands.
How much fun is it to win a game here at Hanner?
Very fun.
Taryn, appreciate the time, and congratulations on the victory.
Thank you.
Once again, that's Taryn Ward, tonight's player of the game. 19 points, 17 rebounds for Taryn Ward, as we'll be joined in just a moment by head coach Anita Howard after the 77-69 victory for Georgia Southern over South Alabama. And, Coach, we just talked about it with Taryn. After such a physical game on Thursday night against Troy, you look at this one against South Alabama and a lot of resiliency, especially in the second half from this team.
Yeah. I'm really pleased with how we came out in that second half and fought a little bit more. I thought we came into the game flat. And I know that the losses were getting to our young ladies, and so that's what we had to battle through, is that loss fatigue is what I'm calling it, where we're not coming up with the wins. So to now come up with a win against a really strong South Al team who shot lights out today, I'm really pleased that we were able to hold on to it and finish it out.
You talk about South Alabama shooting well, especially from long range, made 11 threes in this game. When you're trying to go against a team like that, you know can shoot the ball pretty well, but I don't know that you were expecting shooting like that. How do you have to adjust in game to what they're able to give you?
Yeah, we probably need to talk to facilities about why Hanner's so generous to our opponents, because everyone seems to shoot better than us in our gym, but I didn't expect them to shoot as many threes. Now, typical South Alabama, he recruits shooters. They've been kind of not shooting it really well. They've been getting downhill more so. And so they went back to they showed them their old selves. So I thought we did a good job of now containing the three. Number 13, Jalen Powell, had 15 points at halftime. We wanted to really lock in on her and keep her out of this game.
She only finishes with 17, so just two in the second half. But you look at what Georgia Southern was able to do on the offensive side, 19 points from Taryn Ward, 17 from Simone James. Wow. Had a really big three when Georgia Southern's trying to come back in this game. And then 14 coming from Love Hill, along with 5 assists for Love as well. But we talked about it with Taryn, 19 points, 17 rebounds, the most rebounds for Georgia Southern Eagles since 2013 when Danielle Wow. Spencer did it. What is it about what Taryn was able to do today that really gave you the boost?
She loves physicality. You know, she can play literally the 1 through 5. She has the IQ of a point guard and the post presence of a center. And so for her to get in there, and she wasn't scoring early on. She was only rebounding. And so that's what I told her. I said, when your shot's not falling, figure out something you could do for the team. And for her to get in there and crash and have 17 rebounds, 7 offensive, we needed that from her tonight. And so I'm glad that she's finally coming around and getting back to her freshman of the year self.
Really dominated in the third quarter for Georgia Southern against South Alabama. Outscored South Al by 9 in that third quarter. What was that was working for Georgia Southern there in the third?
Spirit. We said spirit raises performance. We went in the locker room. I felt like I had a little mini counseling session. We didn't talk about anything, X and O's. We just talked about the ability to be able to play. I told you before the game I was dedicating this game to my sister and her family, the loss of their child. And I wanted us to dominate the game. The baby's name was Baby Damo. And so I said, let's dominate for Damo. And I thought, that's what we talked about. We came out here with a little more passion, a little more aggression, and we turned things up in the second half.
You turn around, and next Saturday you take on Georgia State, a little bit of revenge from last Saturday. You get it here inside Hanner Fieldhouse next Saturday. What's the biggest thing the next couple of days leading into that Georgia State matchup a week from now?
Yeah, continue to build on what's working well for us. You know, we have the talent, we have the pieces. We hope to get Eden back here soon, but continue to build on what we're doing. The rebounding war is really good for us. We're able to share the ball now with, you know, 14 assists. We got other people outside of Maya Burns looking to score, Taryn and now Simone. And so just continue to play team basketball.
Coach, appreciate the time. I know you guys have a clinic to put on for National Girls and Women's and Sports Day. Appreciate the time. Go have fun.
Thanks, Colin.
Once again, that's head coach Anita Howard after a 77-69 victory for Georgia Southern over South Alabama. That will wrap things up for us. Again, the next time we talk to you will be next weekend. Georgia Southern, Georgia State, here inside Hanner Fieldhouse. 1 o'clock to tip off next Saturday. We'll be on the air starting at 12:30. For all involved, for Chad Jackson and Sports Information, this is Colin Lacey saying so long, everybody, on the Georgia Southern Sports Network, powered by Learfield.